Dear Father, we do thank you for this privilege that we have to gather in the name of your beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的父，我们为着能够靠着你爱子的圣名揭示在你面前，我们来感谢你。
We recognize by faith the Lord Jesus Christ is present here among us.
借着信心，我们承认我们的主就在我们当中。
And Lord Jesus, as you are present here, we bow before you.
主耶稣啊，因着你的同在，因着你在我们当中，我们向你敬拜。
We confess that you are our God.
我们承认你是我们的神。
You are our Lord.
你是我们的主。
You are our Savior.
你是我们的救主。
You have loved us.
你爱了我们。
And you love us now.
而且你现在也正在爱我们。
And that is why we're here.
这是为什么我们能够在这里。
It's because of your love.
因着你的爱。
And it's because of your gathering.
因着你召集我们。
Lord,We offer our praise and thanksgiving to you.
我们把赞美和感谢都归给你。
And we do pray, Lord, as we open your word, that we might see your beauty.
当我们揭开你话语的时候，让我们能够看见你的荣美。
And beneath the speaking, the translating, each of our hearts may hear your voice.
在传讲和翻译之中，能够使每一个人听见你的声音。
This is completely beyond us, Lord. There's nothing that we can do to make this happen.
主，这是超乎我们的能力，我们不能做什么使人听见你的声音。
We depend completely upon you.
我们完全的依赖你。
And Lord, we give you thanks and praise.
我们再把感谢赞美归给你主。
We trust that it is your delight to speak to the hearts of your redeemed.
我们深深相信你乐意在你救赎的人中间来向我们说话。
So we pray that you would be free, that your spirit would be free in our midst.
我们盼望你的灵在我们中间是自由的运行。
That whatever is done and said,in our times together throughout this day may be to the glory of God.
当我们今天所讲的、所说的、所做的都能够归荣耀于你。
And to the honor of the Lord Jesus Christ.
为了荣耀我们的耶稣基督。
We pray in his precious name.
奉耶稣基督可宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen. We'd like to read a few verses from 2 Corinthians.
我们要从格林多后书当中读几段圣经。
Really, the heart of the sharing is verse 13. We'd like to read some larger context as well.
虽然我们的要分享的负担是在十三节，但是我们要读上下文。
We'll read from verse 1.
我们从第一节开始读。
The Apostle Paul writes.
保罗使徒保罗这样写着
Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness or handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
我们既然蒙怜悯受了这职分，就不上胆来将那些暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不妙讲神的道理，只讲真理，表明出来，好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。
Verse 3, But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在那灭亡子的人的身上，此等不信的人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
我们原不是传自己, 乃是传基督耶稣为主, 并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。 那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神, 已经照在我们心里, 叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里, 要显明这莫大的能力, 是出于神, 不是出于我们。 我们四面受敌, 却不被困住, 心里作难, 却不至于失望。 遭逼迫却不被丢弃, 打倒了, 却不至于失望, 身上常带着耶稣的死, 使耶稣的生, 也显明在我们身上, 因为我们这活着的人, 是。
Verse 11, For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, and therefore I spoke, we also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，实是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说：“我因信，所以如此说话；我们也信，所以也说话。”自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活，并且叫我们与你们一同站在他面前。
Verse 15, For all things are for your sakes, the grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
凡事是为你们，好叫恩惠因人多越下增加，感谢格外显多，以致荣耀归于神。所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自沾自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。
And then just a few verses from chapter 5.
然后从, 第五章,
verse 6, So we are always confident, knowing that while we're at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
第六节, 所以我们时常坦然无惧, 并且晓得我们住在身内，便与主相离，因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
And in verse 14, For the love of Christ constrains us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是为替他们死而复活的主活。
Verse 17, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the word of reconciliation.
17节, 若有人在基督里, 他就是新造的人, 旧事已过, 都变成新的了, 一切都是出于神, 他借着基督使我们与他和好, 又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
That is, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses to them, and He has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him.
这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好, 不将他们的过犯归在他们身上, 并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。 所以我们做基督的使者, 就好像神借我们劝你们一样, 我们替基督求你们与神和好。 神使那无罪的替我们成为罪, 好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Amen. Now, dear brothers and sisters, we'll share with you a little bit of why this speaks to my heart today.
我愿意分享为什么这段经文呢感动我的心。
Now, recently, some of us had an opportunity to attend a conference in Virginia.
最近呢有些弟兄姊妹呢参加在威州的退休会。
And the theme of this conference was overcoming.
这个退休会的主题是做得胜者。
And our brother Lance Lambert was ministering the word in one of these times.
兰培的弟兄呢在那里做话语服事。
And one thing that he said sort of in passing really registered in my heart.
虽然他这个顺便提到的一件事,但是这件事呢,反而进到我的心里面。
He said that he was lying awake in the night, and he couldn't sleep.
有一天他躺着,但是不能睡觉。And
the Lord kept impressing upon his heart one of the verses from 2 Corinthians.
那个主呢就用一节经文呢来提醒他，不断的提醒他。
And it was 2 Corinthians 5:14.
那是哥林多后书5章14节的那句话。
Now at the time I thought he's just sort of introducing the ministry to begin the conference.
在那个时候呢，我想大概他用这句话来做一个介绍整个他要讲到的那些经文。
But this really lingered with me because I often have difficulty sleeping.
这句话呢就一直存在我心里，因为呢我自己呢不是很容易睡着的人。
And it's not often that the reason I can't sleep is because there's a word from God that's on my heart.
我不能睡觉的原因呢，通常不是因为主向我说话的原因。
There's usually many other things that are on my mind.
通常是因为我心思里面想太多事情。
And sometimes it's just not much of anything at all on my mind. I'm just tossing and turning and not sleeping very well.
就算我的心思里面不想其他事情，我仍然不能够睡觉，翻来覆去的，仍然没有办法入睡。
And it really sort of dawned on me that, well, if I haven't heard a word from the Lord while I'm tossing and turning, maybe I should really listen carefully to the word that my brother received.
有一天我就想说，假如我这个辗转难入睡的话，那么我应该再把这个主对我弟兄说的话再来读一下。
Because that's very different than someone was saying, well, I was in my library and I was reading some spiritual books and then something was impressed on me.
这和我在图书馆里面读一些书，然后有些话感动我的情形是不太一样的。
Because oftentimes the more you read, the more difficult it is to really hear that one thing that the Lord is saying.
有时候你读的越多呢，越不容易听到主向你说的那一句话。
And I feel often my own mind is full of many thoughts and worries and concerns and even knowledge of Bible things.
我发现我心里面常常充满着许多的忧虑、顾虑，还有许多我所读的圣经。
So I thought maybe I should come back and really study carefully. Listen for the Lord to speak to my heart.
所以我说是我应该真正是去再把那句话读一下，看看主在我对我要说什么。
And through the intervening weeks, I find myself coming back here, and I'm so impressed with the testimony of the Apostle Paul.
在这个退休会以后的几个礼拜呢，我就一直对保罗他的职分、他的职事呢，非常感动。
And you know the hymn that we sang this morning, I know whom I've believed.
今天早晨我们所唱的就是诗歌，我知道我所信的是谁。
You know I have often sung that hymn.
我唱了许多遍。
But as I'm reading the testimony of the Apostle Paul, is my real thought is I don't know the Lord the way He knows the Lord.
当我这个唱这个保罗的他的见证的时候呢，我想说，我实在是不认识主啊，像保罗认识主一样。
He seems to be so certain of so many things.
保罗似乎他对许多有关主的事情是那样的确定的。
Now as the hymn we sang, I often will say, well, there are many things that I don't know and that I don't understand.
我们当唱这首诗歌的时候，是许多事情像作者所说的，我们不晓得。
And maybe I go beyond the bounds sometimes in trying to understand things that I don't need to understand.
有时候呢，我去追求一些想要了解一些我不需要了解的事。
But when I consider the testimony of the Apostle Paul, there are things that he knows and is assured of that I don't know.
当读到这个保罗的见证的时候，他所有确定的，他所确定的事呢，反而我呢，对我来说是不可确定的。But
often I thought I knew these things.
但以前我认为我应该知道这些事。But
in the time of testing, in the time of trouble,
但到了试探试炼的时候呢,
many questions still arise in my heart.
在我心里面就会涌出许多的疑问来。
And I see in my brother Paul, his heart is not full of questions.
但我看到保罗的时候，他的心里面好像没有那么多的疑问。
He says, as the psalmist wrote, we believed, therefore we speak.
他这边说到说，因着我们信，我们也说话。
What he speaks from the heart.
他所说的是从他心里面说的。
He speaks the truth.
他是说真理。
His conscience bears witness within.
他的良心呢，在他里面为他做见证。
And his testimony registers in my conscience.
他的见证呢，在我的里面呢，也反映。
And yet, you know, when you check out that reference in Psalms, it's very interesting.
当你回到这个句话原来的出处的时候，在诗篇里是非常有意义的。
What was it that the psalmist believed and therefore spoke?
到底那个诗篇的作者相信什么，他所以如此说呢？
The psalmist wrote, I am greatly afflicted.
那个诗篇的作者说，我是在各样的困难中。
And I said in my haste, all men are liars.
在急忙中呢，我说人都是说谎的。
In other words, this psalm was the song of someone who was right in the midst of trouble.
也就是说，这篇诗篇呢，是那个作者呢，在各样患难中所写的。
And this is one who's saying, I look all around and I see nothing but trouble.
诗篇作者就说，我四围这样转一下看一下呢，看不到任何其他的事，只看到的都是困难。
And so this I believed and therefore I spoke, it has more than one meaning.
所以这句话我因信所以如此说呢，是有不同的意义的。
On the one hand, it's honesty about the situation that I'm in.
一方面说到他对自己所遭遇的事情呢是非常诚实的在描述。
But on the other hand, the psalmist also says, I love the Lord.
但另外一方面呢这位诗篇的作者说我爱主。
Because he hears my cries.
因为他听我的呼求。
Because he's lifted up my soul from the bonds of death.
因为他把我从死亡的捆绑中解救出来。
The same psalmist also says, What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his goodness to me?
这位诗篇作者说我为神所给我的恩典怎样来感谢报答他呢
I will lift up this cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord.
我要举起救恩的杯呢来称谢他来呼求他。
So there's no contradiction there.
所以我们看到这里没有什么矛盾的。
To say, I'm greatly afflicted, I'm overwhelmed.
他一面说我是在各样难处中我是没有办法胜过这些难处。
To say, everyone around me, you can't trust anybody these days. That's what he was saying.
他说我呢在苦难中的时候呢不能相信任何一个人。
Now he recognized that, I said that in my haste. In other words, that's just my emotion.
他承认说这是我在急忙中呢说出的话。
There's no contradiction between that expression and I love the Lord.
他所说的这些话呢与他后来所说的我爱主呢 这两句话呢是没有冲突的。
And I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord.
我要举起救恩的杯呢来宣告主的名。
And you read on and it is a psalm of praise to the Lord.
你如果读那篇诗篇呢，你发现那个诗篇实在是一个赞美主的诗篇。
But it's a song not of someone who passed through a difficult time and came out safely on the other side.
这不是一首诗篇，说到一个人经过各样苦难以后呢，然后从苦难中出来，来到平安之地。
It's the song of praise from someone who is still right in the middle of trouble.
这篇诗篇呢乃是说到一个人呢经过苦难而且仍然在苦难中所写的诗篇。
Someone who is still feeling the pressure.
他仍然感觉到这个苦难压在他身上。
Who is sensing their own weakness and incapacities and even failure.
他们感觉到自己实在是那样的无能也没有办法来改变。
Someone who knows the distress in their own soul.
他们心里面实在是感觉到认识自己的难处的人。
And yet, by faith, praise the Lord.
但是呢，因着信心呢，他仍然能够赞美主。
And I'm considering that, and I, you know, that's the lesson I need to learn.
你知道吗？我读到这里，我说，哎呀，这正是我想要学的功课啊。
And I remember, an incident, that happened, with, my stepmother many years ago.
我记得有一件呢与我继母有关系的一件事。
Now she was ill with cancer at the time.
那个时候呢她正在生病得了这个绝症。
And she would eventually go, to the Lord.
她最后是到了主那里去了。
And at the time my wife and I were, we would visit.
我跟我姊妹呢一同去探望她。
And particularly my wife would, communicate with her and spend time with her and correspond with her.
我的姊妹呢常常与她说话并且与她写信跟她联络。
And I remember that she, told, my wife and my wife related it to me, that, everyone was trying to help her.
那个后来我姊妹告诉我说呢每一个人都想来帮助她。
And you see, all the doctors were trying to help.
每个医生呢都想帮助她。
And all the friends and, believers, at the church, they were all trying to help.
在教会里面的一些信徒啊也都想帮助她。
And someone gave her a book, I think it was called The Power of Praise, or something along those lines.
然后他说有人送他一本书叫做这个赞美的能力。
And it was a kind of a how to do it book.
这个就是像那个怎样做的一种手册一样。
Many books in today's Christian bookstores are how to do it books.
在许多基督徒 书店里面现在所卖的书都是怎样做这个怎样做那种手册一样的书。
This is the independence and self-sufficiency of the American believer.
这是美国信徒啊所发展出来的这个靠自己的力量怎样做一些事的一些书。
Don't just say trust the Lord, just tell me how to do it. One, two, three.
不要告诉我怎样信靠神，就是告诉我这个三个步骤，一二三怎样做就行了。
As if you could do it，
就好像说你能够做这些事情一样。
But this was a book like that, and my stepmom, she said, just praise God no matter what. That's what the book said.
所以我继母拿到这本书呢，就是像这样类似的书。那那个书里面讲说，不管怎么样，就是赞美主就是对了。
If you have cancer, praise God for the cancer.
如果你有这个 cancer, 你就赞美主，为了绝症赞美主。
Thank Him for the cancer.
为着炎症来感谢主。
And she just said, I can't do it.
我的继母就说，哎，我没办法这样做啊。
She said, I don't want to do it.
我不想这样做。
Cancer is not a good thing.
因为癌症不是一个好事。
It's an evil thing.
是一个恶事。
I praise God for the good thing.
我为着好事赞美神。
I can't praise God for the evil thing.
我不能为着这个恶事来赞美神。
And in a sense, this book, once she got to that part, well, she had to just put it down.
所以她当读到这段时候，她就必须要把这个书呢就摆在一边了。
But my wife was talking to her, and she didn't want to just give her another book.
我的姊妹呢正在和她谈话，所以她不想再把另外一本书呢送给她。
But she waited for a while, and she really felt impressed of the Lord to share the testimony of a sister, Johnny Erickson.
我太太就在等个机会呢，来跟她分享这个有一个姊妹叫做 John Erickson 的。
Now, Johnny Erickson, if you don't know, in a nutshell, when she was a teenager, she was a competitive swimmer.
你如果不知道这个 John 这个姊妹的故事的话，她在青少年的时候，她是一个游泳健将。
And at one time, she dived into a pool. It was a shallow water, and she struck her head on the bottom of the pool and broke her neck, and she was paralyzed from the neck down.
他有一次这个跳水的时候呢，他的头碰到那个游泳池的底，所以他就把自己的颈部摔断了，他的整个身体就从颈部就麻醉。
In her testimony, she shared how she met the Lord through these experiences.
在他的见证里面呢，告诉我们他怎样在这样苦难中呢遇见了主。
And it was somehow this testimony of the tears.The sadness, the heartbreak.
在这个见证里面，但是有许多的眼泪，许多的心痛。
The struggles, the anger.
他的挣扎，他里面的愤怒。
And the faith.
然后呢，也有这个信心。
They really spoke, to my stepmother's heart.
他的见证实在是说到我继母的心里面。
She wouldn't talk about those things, but she always treasured the story of Johnny Erickson.
虽然她我继母没有说很多话，但是她心里面实在是宝贵这位姊妹的见证。
And the Lord just reminded me this in such a clear way, the difference between just presenting correct information.
这件事情呢，就提醒我呢，就是把正确的事情告诉一个人
and really having a testimony of life
和一个真正有生命里面的见证是两回事情
so that this person could say you know I met the Lord in the bottom of that pool
所以这一位姊妹可以说在那个游泳池的池底下面呢我遇见了主
and I met the Lord in that hospital bed
我在这个医院的病床上呢，遇见了主。
And I met him through those months of heartbreak in rehab that didn't seem to go anywhere.
在这个几个月的重新建立的那个那个 过程中呢，我也遇见了主。
And I met the Lord in the man who would become my husband, who loved me not because of what I looked like, but loved me for who I was.
她也在这个她的先生的身上，她丈夫的身上遇见了主，因为她丈夫呢不是看她的外表，乃是因着她是谁而爱她。
And I met the Lord in the children whom the Lord has given me opportunity to share my story with through the years.
我也在这些孩子身上遇见了主，这些孩子就是神给我机会向他们分享我经历的这些孩子们。
There's something very arresting about that.
这是非常让我们心里面感动的事。
And yet I think in that testimony is very similar to the testimony of the Apostle Paul.
但这个姊妹的见证呢，就像保罗的见证一样，是非常相似的。
Now Paul speaks as he does always for the sake of his brothers and sisters.
因为保罗所做的所说呢，都是为着他的弟兄姊妹。
He's not all about sort of talking about his difficulties or his trials.
他不是光是讲他自己的困难或他的难处。
You know, some folks find it very easy to talk about all the troubles that they go through and to ask everyone to pray.
有些人呢，很容易讲到自己的难处，然后呢，邀请每个人为他祷告。
And honestly, sometimes that's the only way we can get through.
有时候可能是就是唯一我们能够经历一些苦难的一些方法。
But some others of us, we feel it's not appropriate that we should be talking about all of these things. We just be quiet about those things.
另外有些人呢，觉得说，不应该把自己的难处呢，这样子告诉别人，乃是要自己私下的来忍受。
We go to the Lord on our own about those things.
有些就我们就自己到主面前来承担自己的难处。
And sometimes these deep kinds of struggles in the background, the real wrestlings of the soul are really hidden from others.
所以在这种情形里面呢，我们心里中所有的挣扎呢，是在别人是不晓得的。
But I believe that Paul, for the sake of his brethren, Paul, for my sake and for your sake, he sort of opened up and gave some of the personal details in this letter.
保罗呢，为着你的缘故，为着我的缘故，就把他个人所领受的呢，来向我们分享。
And without seeming to do so, at least not the way these modern Christian books will do it, Paul, in a very real way, is saying how to live the Christian life.
保罗不像现在所书本所要告诉我们怎样做的那些书，但是他在里面呢，不知不觉中呢，告诉我们是怎样过一个基督徒的生活。
This is the life to which we are called.
这样的生命呢，乃是我们蒙召要过的。
This is the Christ who has called us.
这就是基督呼召我们的原因。
This is what we can expect as we travel on this road.
这是我们走这条道路一定会遭遇的。
This is the reason behind everything.
这些事呢，就是我们所遇见各样难处的真正的原因。
And as I read through here again and again, he will say, "This is why we do not lose heart."
当我读这些经文的时候呢，我一不断的读到我们不丧胆，因此我们不丧胆。
He's saying, "Well, my heart might be heavy, but I'm not giving up."
他说是我心里面虽然作难，但是我不失望。
And here's the reason why.
这是为什么
？Therefore, we are always confident.
所以呢，他说，因此呢，我们一直有把握。
Always confident.
一直确信。
Knowing this, and then he would share something of the Lord.
他说我们原知道，然后呢分享他的经历。
And I have to say, you know, if I'm really honest with the Lord and with myself,
假如我对主跟对我自己很诚实的话，
my heart is up and down all the time.
我的心呢，其实心情是一直是上上下下的。
I couldn't say that I'm always confident.
我不能说我们就一直是确信。
I would say, well, that may be deceiving the others if I said, well, I'm always confident.
我觉得我是在骗人如果我说我一直确信。
But Paul was not just presenting a teaching. This was his testimony.
保罗在这里不是讲道,他乃是来告诉我们他的见证。
And there's a sense in which he's not putting himself up here and the rest of the believers down there.
他不是把自己高举在这上面,然后呢,看别的七兄弟兄姊妹都是在下面。
Because he says we all the time.
因为他一直讲说我们。
Not I am always confident.
他不是说我一直是确信的。
We are always confident.
他乃是说我们确信。
And we means you and me.
他讲到我们的时候乃是说你和我。
It means those who belong to the Lord Jesus, who are called to walk the same way.
也就是说那些属于基督的乃是为此蒙召的。
And so I have to go to the Lord and say, well, if this word is for we, then what's the matter with me?
如果这个见证是为了我们的话,那么到底我是出了什么问题呢?
Because I can definitely see the Apostle Paul as an overcomer.
因为我可以很清楚地看见保罗是一个得胜者。
But it's different when it comes home.
但是呢,对我来说呢,是不同的。
And I know that everyone will say, well, you know, an overcomer is just a normal believer.
我知道有些人觉得说,这得胜者是一般的基督徒都是得胜者。
But an overcomer is someone who is overcoming, someone who is on top, someone who's in the victory.
但是得胜者乃是真正得胜的人,乃是真正胜过的人。
And somehow I'm like the person who can go through the valley, and when I get out into the bright new day, then I can praise the Lord.
对我来说呢,我呢是可以经过新的幽谷,然后经过了那个在另外一头出来的时候,我才能够感谢赞美主。
But most of the time down in the valley, there's some grumbling and groaning.
但是在我在幽谷中的时候呢,我里面常常有许多的抱怨和许多的这个作难。
Now I hope some of that is the groaning of the Spirit.
但希望是我里面的这个叹息是从圣灵来的。
But often it's not.
但是大部分的时间不是从圣灵来的。
And so this is a real challenge that come to my heart.
所以呢,这些实在是对我来说是一个很大的挑战。
What is it about the Apostle Paul?
到底保罗有什么特点?
He seems that he has a whole new way to look at everything.
保罗好像是拥有一个新的眼光来看每一件事。
And it's something that the Spirit of God is doing inside of him.
所以这个圣灵呢,能够在他心里面来成就一些事。
He speaks in chapter 3 about a veil that lies on the heart.
他在第三章里面讲到这个蒙在我们心里面那个帕子。
And you know that portion. He's saying that you can read the Bible and not see the Lord Jesus there.
他乃是说你可以读圣经,但是仍然看不到圣经里面的主。
You can see a lot of rules and regulation. You can see a lot of history.
你可以读许多的这个规则,你可以读到许多的历史。
And you can open the book of Psalms and see, well, this is an old-time hymn book.
你可以读到这个诗篇,你说这是古代的这个诗歌。
It is that.
是,确实是啊。
Proverbs, just a collection of wise sayings.
箴言是一些智慧的话语。
The prophecies are God's rebukes and exhortations to Israel long ago.
那先知书乃是神对于以色列人的责难的一些书。
And the book of Moses has in detail how to serve God.
那么摩西的书呢,乃是告诉我们怎样来服侍神。
Now Paul knew all of that.
当然保罗也知道这些事情。
And he was struck by this reality in his own experience that you can study, have your PhD in the Bible, as it were, and not know a thing of what it means.
保罗说是你可以在圣经学上拿到这个博士 学位，但是仍然不晓得里面所说的真正所要说的。
It's like in the midst of all of this religious information, you wouldn't see the Messiah there.
就算是你拥有宗教的一切的资料在你的脑海里面，你仍然没有办法看见这位弥赛亚。
You would see the prophecies about him when he comes someday.
你可以读到对于弥赛亚要来的预言。
But you wouldn't see him there.
但是呢，你看不到他本人。
That's how Paul describes his experience.
这是保罗在描述他自己的经历。
He said, when a man turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
他说到几时啊，人的心啊，转向主的时候呢，心中的那个帕子才能除去。
And now I don't see a book anymore.
现在呢，我不把圣经当作一本书而已。
I see the glory of the Lord there.
乃是在其中我看到主的荣光。
Now it's not just because God revolutionized His method of Bible study.
这不是因为你用了一个特殊的这个研究圣经的方法。
It was because of His meeting with the Lord on the Damascus Road.
这乃是因为他在到大马色的路上呢，真正的遇见了主的缘故。
He was extremely religious, extremely zealous and enthusiastic.
他本来是一个是宗教狂，非常认真的一个宗教。
But he was extremely blind.
但是他也是一个非常眼瞎的一个人。
And that was his own admission because he was set in his heart and his mind to persecute those that belong to the Lord.
因为他自己说呢，他那时候定义要逼迫那些信靠主耶稣的人。
He believed they were false witnesses. They were corrupting Judaism.
他相信说他们是一个假见证人，他们来玷污这个犹太教的。
And that he would work the righteousness of God to oppose and to destroy the heresy in the bud to cut it off.
他呢乃是奉着神的名呢，要把这些坏草杂草要除去。
And while he was full steam in that direction.You know his testimony.
当他这样走在这条路上奔走的时候，你知道发生了什么事？
He was knocked down off of his horse.
他呢，从这个马上呢被打倒在地上。
And he was prone in the dust.
他就在这个尘土里面。
And he was blinded by the bright light.
他被那个大光照着，所以他的眼睛也就瞎了。
But even As he was struck blind, he saw the face of one.
当他眼睛被大光弄瞎的时候，他在一瞬间呢，仍然看到主的面。
It was not that the light was so bright and so intense that he could see nothing.
这不是说到那个大光太强了，他看不见任何一件事。
It was so bright and so intense that he could only see one face.
因着大光太强了呢，他不能见到任何其他事情，但只能见到一个人一件事。
And it shines so bright that it burned something deep within.
因为那个光太强了呢，他就把他心里面照在他的心的里面。
I saw the Lord.
他说我遇见了主。
This is the glorified Messiah.
这位是得荣耀的主。
Jesus of Nazareth.
是拿撒勒人耶稣。
He is the glorified Messiah.
他是得着荣耀的弥赛亚。
He died and God raised him from the dead.
他死了，但是神呢，把他从死里复活。
And now he's enthroned in the place of absolute authority.
他现在呢，在这个宝座上拥有绝对的权柄。
Of supreme honor.
他有至高的荣耀。
And this is the one who has encountered me and called me by name.
就是这位主呢，在大马色的路上遇见了我，并且呼召了我。
And he had every right to strike me dead.
他有权柄来把我打倒、打死。
And truly, it would have been a righteous act.
因为主这样做是对的。
But instead, he called me.
但是主没有这样做，反而呢，他呼召我。
He commissioned me.
他把一个托付交给了我。
Not only supreme mercy, supreme grace.
不但是这边显明神极大的怜悯，也显明极大的恩典。
But now there is purpose. Now there is responsibility.
那不但告诉我目的，也把这个责任交付在我身上。
Now there is accountability.
现在呢，我必须要像要还债的一样。
And everything looks different now in light of the one on the throne.
现在呢, 因着那位坐在宝座上的主呢, 所有一切事情呢, 都改变了。
You know, that is his testimony. You've heard that many times.
这就是保罗的见证, 你听过好几次了。
But Paul is sort of giving us something more of what's behind that.
在这本书里面呢, 保罗告诉我们呢, 这件事情, 这个见证背后的一些事。
What does that mean for the life that I live now?
从现在开始, 我到底要过怎样的生活呢?
What does it mean for anyone who belongs to the Lord?
或者是说, 那些属于主的人要怎样过生活呢?
There's sort of a hint in Paul's testimony that is followed through in 2 Corinthians.
在保罗的见证里面呢, 乃是暗示我们呢, 他在这个哥林多后书所要讲这些话。
Paul saw the face of the glorified Lord on the Damascus Road.
保罗看见那位荣耀主的面,
but he caught something of a glimpse of that face even before that.
但是在那以前呢, 他其实有见过主, 脸上的荣光。
He was present when Stephen was being stoned.
你知道这个, 斯蒂凡呢, 被石头打死的时候,
And he was a young man who was watching the garments of those who were carrying out the execution.
那时候保罗还年轻, 他这个看守那些, 用石头打死斯蒂凡的那些人的衣服。
And all the while he was consenting to his death. He's saying, yes, this is right that he should die.
他同意那些人呢, 用石头打死斯蒂凡, 他说你们做的是对的, 这人该死。
But yet, it was recorded in Luke that Stephen, as he spoke, had the face of an angel.
路加记录告诉我们说, 当斯蒂凡呢, 他被打死的时候, 他脸上呢, 像天使一样。
And he claimed to see something that Paul and no one gathered there could see.
我们知道, 他这个描述呢, 除了保罗在场的人所看见的以外, 别人没办法看见的。
Remember, he said, I see the Son of Man standing at the right hand.
你记得斯蒂凡说, 我看见了, 我看见, 人子在, 宝座, 旁边。
And he said, I thought he was just mumbling blasphemies.
那时候保罗说, 他在亵渎神。
Now I know what he was talking about.
但是现在呢, 我知道斯蒂凡当初是在讲什么。
Now I heard him pray for those who were stoning him.
他也听到斯蒂凡为那些用石头打死他的人祷告, 为他们代求。
He said, Father, don't hold this sin against them.
他说, 父啊, 主啊, 你不要, 把罪加在他们身上。
And I didn't realize at the time that when the Lord Jesus died on the cross, that he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
他现在保罗现在知道说, 主耶稣被钉在十字架的时候呢, 他也是如此祷告, 父啊, 赦免他们, 因为他们不晓得他们所做的。
You see, he didn't know that at the time, but he learned it later.
因为保罗当时不晓得, 但是现在呢, 他知道了。
And he said, now I understand.
他说, 现在我知道了, 明白了。
That light that shone in Stephen's face, it was Christ that was in him.
当那天他所看见斯蒂凡脸上的荣光正是耶稣基督荣光的反照。
That prayer that he offered as he was being stoned to death, that was Christ in him that was praying.
当斯蒂凡所做的祷告呢, 是因着基督在他里面所做的祷告。
And that's why Paul could say, the God who said, let there be light, has shone into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗现在告诉我们是那丰富光从黑暗里照出来的神呢已经照在我们心里叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
And then he'd immediately say, we have this treasure in jars of clay.
接着马上说, 我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
That Christ has shone into my heart, not just to subdue me.
但神呢, 把光照在我身上的时候, 不是为了征服我。
Not just to instruct me.
不是光是要来教训我。
Not just to give me a story to tell.
不是光是要告诉我一件故事，告诉别人。
Not even to give me a ministry.
不是仅仅的把一个职分赐给我。
That Christ has shown as light into my heart so that he could come and live in me.
神把他的光照在我心里面，使基督能够住在活在我的心里。
You know, as John the Apostle put it, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
也像使徒约翰所说的一样，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In God's Son, in God's Word, there is eternal life, God's own life.
在神的话中，在神儿子里有永远的生命。
And how is that life communicated to the hearts of men and women?
那个光怎样临到我们身上呢？
The life shines in.
因为是这个生命呢，在那边发光。
And somehow the lights come on the inside.
生命呢，光呢，从生命里面照出来。
And now,Everything is different.
所以呢，每一件事情都成为不同。
Old things are passed away.
旧事已过。
All things have become new.
都变成新的了。
All things are of God.
凡事都出于神。
Now you can open up the Word of God. Read the Old Testament.
现在你可以打开圣经，然后读旧约。
Now some people have a Bible on their bookshelf and they never read it.
有些人呢，圣经在他们的书架上，但是他从来不去碰它。
Now some people read it because it's a duty to read it.
有些人呢，读圣经就像每天的责任一样，他必须要读。
Now other people read it because others force them to read it.
有些人读圣经是因为呢，别人勉强他们读。
But there are those who read because they see the face of Jesus Christ every time they open the book.
但有些人呢，读圣经是因为他每当翻开圣经的时候呢，他们在圣经中看见耶稣基督的荣光。
You say, I don't know anybody like that.
那你可以问说，哦，我从来不晓得有这样的圣经啊。
Paul, you know Paul.
我从来不晓得有这样的人呢、啊，但是你知道保罗，保罗就是这样的人呢、啊。
And Paul said, "We all with unveiled face."
保罗说是我们都敞着脸
，beholding the glory of the Lord.
见到神的荣光。
Now, if you read the context, he's talking about reading the Bible.
你如果是读上下文，你就知道他是读。他是讲到读圣经啊。
But you're reading the Bible not just to know the Bible, as Brother Ed Miller always says. You read the Bible to know the Lord.
就像 Ed Miller 弟兄所讲的一样，你读圣经不是为了读圣经的缘故，你读圣经乃是为了见神、见主。
And it's possible to know the Lord because the Holy Spirit is there to reveal Him.
我们读圣经的时候认识主、看见主是可能的，因为圣灵住在我们的里面。
And that's not just storing up notes in your notebook or information in your brain.
这不是为了光光是为了填满我们的笔记本，或者是填满我们的脑袋。
Paul says, "We behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord."
保罗说呢，我们看见主的荣光，就像从镜子里反照一样。
And we are changed into the same image.
他就说到，我们就变成主的形状。
You know, in the Old Testament, he said when Moses went in the Holy of Holies and spent some time with God, when he would come out, his face would shine.
在旧约告诉我们，摩西呢进到神的面前，然后呢他出来的时候呢。摩西的脸呢就发光。
And you saw when people saw his face shine, they were afraid of him and ran away.
圣经告诉我们，当人看到摩西的脸上发光，他们很害怕，他们跑掉。
And if you read, you would say, well, Moses would put a veil over his face.
我们读到这个旧约的圣经里告诉我们说，摩西呢，必须用那帕子把他脸遮盖起来。
So the glory wouldn't scare them away.
那个脸上的荣光呢？不至于吓到这些以色列人。
And when he would talk to them, he was talking through the veil.
当 摩西跟他们说话的时候，乃是有一个帕子，经过帕子向他们说话。
And so only Moses beheld the glory. What the people got was the words through the veil.
所以只有摩西看见神的荣光。那么一般的百姓呢，他们听到是摩西向他们所说的话。
But Paul has a little different take on it.
但是保罗看这件事情的时候，他有不同的解释。
He said the reason Moses put a veil on his face is so the people wouldn't see that the glory faded away.
保罗说呢，为什么摩西把帕子蒙到脸上呢？乃是不让百姓看见这个渐渐褪色的荣光。
In other words, if they kept looking at Moses long enough, they would see that the glory would fade away and he would appear just as any other man.
因为他乃是说，当以色列的人如果是能够看见他的脸上的荣光的话，他们会看见这个荣光是慢慢褪色的。
Now he said Moses veiled his face so the children of Israel would not see the end of the fading glory.
因为他说到摩西呢，用帽子盖在脸上，使以色列百姓不去看到渐渐过去的荣光。
And he said it's the same today. They see all the glory in Moses.And they don't realize that there's a greater unfading glory that's revealed in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ.
So 现在以色列人仍然在看摩西的荣光，但他们不晓得有一个更大的荣光是不改变的、不褪色的荣光是在耶稣基督的脸上。
Unfading glory
是那个不减退的荣光。
And as you behold him, the Spirit of God does a work in your life.
当你看到主的时候呢，那么圣灵在我们里面就可以工作。
You become like the one that you behold.
因为你要圣灵会把我们变成我们所看的这位的形象。
And in a sense, you become like a mirror.
用另外一句话说呢，你就好像镜子一样。
In other words, I'm looking in the mirror, and it's not the same as looking at the Lord directly, but I see the glory there on the pages of the Scripture.
就像是我在拿着镜子看的时候，虽然是我看不到这个主，但是我看到主的形象在那里。
And it's all because of the one I met on the road. Now, everywhere I look, I see him.
我在大马上的路上，我看到了主。现在不管在哪里呢，我都看到主。
But there's something more. Now when people look at him, they can see Christ.
现在呢，更进一步的，当人呢看见保罗的时候呢，他们能够看到主。
That's why my stepmom, she could look at Johnny Erickson and see Christ.
而且为什么我的继母呢看到这个 John 这位姊妹的时候她看到基督
Now she didn't say I see Christ
但是她没有这样说她见到主了
She said I see Johnny
她说我遇见了 Johnny
But the reality is that she saw Christ in Johnny
但实际的情况是他呢在这个 Johnny 姊妹的里面呢看见了基督
She saw the treasure in the clay pot
他看到了在瓦器里面的那个宝贝
And see this is where Paul This is his heart
这就是保罗的内心的经历
He said all of these things that happened Now it looks different now It's all because once I was blind and now I can see.
都是因为以前我是眼瞎的，现在我可以看见了。
And that's what he says. Our gospel is veiled.
所以他这样说了，我们的福音如果蒙蔽的话。
This is the gospel we preach.
这是我们所传的福音。
It's Jesus Christ as Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
It's not about us.
是不是我们不是传自己
It's Jesus Christ as Lord.
我们乃是传基督耶稣是主
He speaks of the gospel as the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
他说到这个基督荣耀的福音，基督就是神的像。
That's the gospel. See the glory of His face.
乃是见到主荣光的面。
Look at Jesus. Consider Jesus.
来看主耶稣，来。 自向主耶稣,
not consider my opinions about religion.
不是来看我对宗教的一些解释,
not come be a member of my church.
不是为了叫你来成为我们教会的一个分子而已,
not read the same books I read.
不是为了叫你读同一本圣经,
but consider him.
乃是来思想耶稣,
the glory of Christ. That's the gospel.
基督的荣耀,
look at Jesus.
看耶稣,
but it's not just abstract.
这不是一个很抽象的,
it's not just, well, here's a book the Lord told me to give you.
这不是来说,哦,这是圣经是主要我给你的。
Now, you go off and read, you go off and read that, and I'll pray for you.
你去读这本书,我呢,为你祷告。
No, it's more than, we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
其实这不是这样, 乃是说我们有这宝贝在瓦器里。
And he said, this is why I go through all of these things.
这就是为什么我们经历这些的事情。
Paul said, it's all for you.
这些都是为了你们。
His sense is, now life is for others.
现在乃是说,我们的生命生活呢,是为了别人。
If life was for me, it'd be nothing but depression.
如果我们只为自己活的话,那么你的生命呢,都是充满着这个困难。
Hard pressed on every side.
是四面。 受困,
crushed down, beaten down,
是被困住,
perplexed, despairing, persecuted, everything's against me.
你会造逼迫,
if it's all about me, what a miserable life.
如果都是为了自己的话,
but see, Paul's perspective is completely different now.
但是保罗的, 对他的生活的看法完全不一样了。
He could say, all of these things happen for your sake.
他说, 这些事情呢, 发生在我身上呢, 乃是为着你的缘故。
You need to see how weak I am.
你们需要看见我们是何等的软弱。
So that you'll be impressed with the excellency of that treasure within.
使你们能够看见呢, 这个莫大的能力。
The power is not me.
这个能力不是出于我们自己,
it's the Christ within.
乃是基督在我的里面。
Now you know these, you've heard these things.
我们听到过这些事情。
But you think about it.
但是我们来再想一想。
I can look back in my life and can count on the fingers of one hand probably the Christians who've had the greatest impact on me.
回想我的生命, 然后呢, 可能用一只手可以算出那些对我有很大影响的基督徒。
And in most cases, if I thought about it really hard, I could tell you some definite things that they told me and as far as their words.
我可以告诉你们说他们所向我说的话。
But the man who preached the message that led me to Jesus, all I could tell you about him is that he was an old man.
那位传福音呢, 把我带到主面前认识主的这一个人呢，这我唯一对他的印象是他是一个老年人。
Because on the outside he looked elderly and he had gray hair.
因为从外面看呢，他是老年人，并且他有白头发。
But I don't remember a word he said.
但是我不记得他所讲的任何一句话。
But I do remember how his face was shining as he spoke.
但是我 记得他的脸啊,当他讲话的时候,他的脸是怎样发光。
Now I didn't go around and say, well, you know, I really like that message because that old man's face was shining.
但是我没有告诉别人说,我喜欢他的信息,因为他的脸发光。
I didn't think about it that way.
因为那个时候我不是这样子想的。
What was going on inside is that I was seeing Christ.
因为在我心里面呢, 乃是接着他的讲道,
and I was hearing Christ.
我呢,
and my heart, my conscience was registering to the manifestation of the life of Christ in the mortal body of this elderly servant of the Lord.
我的良心呢,我就看见主呢,经过这个必死的人的身上,看见主。
When I was 17 years old and I went to attend my grandmother's funeral.
我17岁的时候呢,
and God bless her, she lived 98 years.
主呢,祝福她,
and there were two elderly ladies that came up to me at the wake.
在过月的时候呢,两位年长的姊妹来看我。
And I'd never seen them before in my life.
我以前从来没有见过这两位姊妹。
And they said, you must be Charlie.
他们跟我说, 你一定就是那个Charlie。
And I said, how do you know me?
我就跟他们说, 你怎么知道我啊?
And they said, you're the one that Juliet was always praying for.
他说,你就是那位Julia,就是我祖母,一直祷告的那位,为你祷告的。Now
I saw the Christ in my grandmother.
我那个时候看到基督在我这个祖母的身上。Because
the Lord Jesus is the only one who will never give up on you when everyone else has given up on you.
因为基督呢,永远不会放弃我们,就便是所有其他的人都放弃你了。
But I could have read it in the Bible and probably just walked away unchanged.
我如果是读圣经的话,我可能是合上圣经以后呢,转身呢,我还是同样一个人。
But I saw it in my grandmother. I saw the Lord in her.
当我看见我祖母的时候,我是看到主呢,在她身上。
It had a profound impact on me.
说他产生一个非常深的一个印象在我身上
Because I looked back at the way she was toward me and suddenly I understood.
当我回想的时候看到我祖母对待我的那个情形我突然明白了
Why was it, even though I was a scruffy and rebellious young person, why was she always so kind to me?
虽然我是一个非常调皮不听话的一个青少年但是我祖母为什么那样对我那样的好
Why was I so bold in the presence of everyone else, but when I sat with my grandmother, I felt embarrassed.
虽然我呢,在任何别人面前呢,都是胆子非常大的,但是在我祖母面前呢,我好像变得非常顺服。I
felt uncomfortable because I knew I wasn't right.
我在她面前呢,总觉得自己呢,好像有什么不对的地方。
And yet at the same time, I wanted to be with her because I knew she loved me.
同时呢,我很喜欢跟她在一起,因为我知道她爱我。
I was seeing the Lord Jesus in my grandma.
因为我是在我祖母的身上看到了主自己。
I know today what I didn't know then, that's the way Jesus is.
我现在知道,我当初不晓得,但现在我知道,这就是主耶稣的样子。
I remember a man who used to stay in our home on occasion.
我记得有一个人呢,不时的在留在我们家里。
He was a preacher.
他是一个传道人。A
Methodist evangelist.
他是美裔美会的这个传福音的人。And
he went to school with my mother and father.
他和我父母亲的同一个学校。And
occasionally he would travel around preaching, and sometimes when he was in our town, he would stay at our home.
他到各处传福音,到我们的城市的时候,他就住在我父母的家里。And
I was always amazed at him because he was such a powerful preacher.
我每次看到他的时候,我很惊奇,因为他是非常有能力的传福音的人。Now
what did he say?
到底他讲了些什么呢?
I knew that he'd had some of his messages in books, and I went to the books and I read it, and I said, this is not the same.
我知道他的信息有时候都记载在书上,我读了以后觉得,这不是他讲的道啊。It
just seemed just kind of a little bit dry.
因为在那个读那个书的时候觉得很干燥。What
was it about his message?
但是他的这个信息到底是有什么特点呢?
I remembered that his face was shining.
我记得他的脸呢,是发光的。
And I could tell that he meant from the heart every word that he said.
我知道说他呢讲道的时候，他相信他所说的每一句话。
And my parents took me to a church where he was preaching one time when I was a young boy.
当我很小的时候呢，我父母亲带我到他的教会呢听他讲道。
And the meeting was ready to start, and he left his Bible on the nightstand at our home. We'd left in a hurry, and he'd left his Bible there.
我们呢走去那教会的时候呢他把他的圣经就留在这个他房间的那个桌子上，因为我们走得很匆忙，他没有来得及拿。
And so someone gave him a little green Gideon's New Testament. I'm sure you've seen those little New Testaments that are distributed and left in public places.
所以有人把那个基甸会呢发的那个小的圣经本呢就交给他。
And he read the text from this little green Testament.
他就从这个新约圣经啊，那么小的圣经本啊，就读那个一段经文。
And when the message was over and people had left and he was greeting the brothers and sisters.
当信息结束以后呢，他在那边欢迎那些弟兄姊妹们。
I went up on the pulpit there where he'd left that little green testament.
我就到这个讲台上，又看到他把那个小的新约圣经啊，就留在那个。
And I remember thinking, maybe it's this Bible.
我在想说，可能这个小圣经里面有能力。
Maybe there's something special about this.
可能这个小圣经本身呢有什么特殊的地方。
Is what made such an impact on my heart.
所以呢，他讲到呢，能够打动我的心。
So I got me a little green Bible.
所以呢，我就去也拿了一本这个小的这个基甸会发的。
It wasn't long before I recognized it was not the little green Bible.
但是不久呢，我就发现实在不是这本小圣经呢，带给我什么影响。
But I didn't see him again for many, many years.
我从那以后呢，好几年就没有见到他。
After years of backsliding.
许多年呢，我就退后了。
Years of teenage rebellion.
我在青少年的时候呢，就经过很多反叛时期。
My heart began to soften toward the Lord when I was in my early 20s.
当我在20岁的时候呢，左右呢，我就开始我的心呢开始软化下来。
And so I went with my dad again to a message to hear this brother preach.
我跟我爸爸一起去听这位。弟兄的讲道。
And it was before the meeting began.
在聚会开始以前。
And he was outside with some of the others greeting and welcoming.
他在外面呢去欢迎其他弟兄姊妹们。
And I'll never forget when we got out of the car.
我不能忘记的一件事就是当我们从车子出来的时候。
And he saw me.
他看到我。
He ran.Across that lawn.
他就跑到这个穿过这个草地跑到我那边。
And he embraced me.
他就抱着我。
And he said he was so glad to see me.
他说是哎呀他非常高兴能看见我。
And I didn't realize it at the time.
我当时不晓得。
But that was the prodigal son coming home.
那个时候实在是我是一个浪子回家的一个浪子。
And I'd read the stories more times than I could count.
因为我读到这个浪子的故事很多遍。
But I saw the love of the father in that brother that day.
但是我看到那个在那个老弟兄身上呢看到这个一个父亲的爱。
It wasn't planned out, it wasn't calculated, he wasn't trying to manipulate events or manipulate my own thoughts.
我们在那个事情是不是事先预定好的？他不是要来这个玩弄什么
？It was just the life of Jesus manifest in a jar of clay.
那这乃是这个耶稣的生命在那个瓦器里面显明出来。
And dear brothers and sisters, I know you could tell stories, testimonies of the same.
我想说，你可以也能够讲出类似的。
Let's just pray together that the Lord would lead us in this way that we can know Him more.
当愿我们一同祷告，使神能够这样的带我们，使我们能够真正的来认识他。
Lord, we thank you that you love us so much that you come as light to dawn upon our darkened hearts.
主啊，我们感谢你，你爱我们这样的深，你来用光来照在我们里面黑暗的心。
And you don't come so that you can go away, but you come because you want to live in our hearts.
你来不是要离开，乃是来住在我们心里。
So our prayer is simply this, Lord.
我们的祷告是这样。
Open the eyes of our hearts that we can see the Lord Jesus.
求你打开我们的心眼，使我们能够看见主耶稣。
And we pray that more and more, as others would have to do with us, that they would see Jesus.
那些与我们有关的弟兄姊妹们，也能够在我们身上看见主耶稣。
And may our message, may our testimony always and only be, Jesus Christ is Lord.
但愿我们的信息，我们的见证，一直是耶稣基督是主。
And he's living today.
并且他如今仍然活着。
Can be known today.
并且能够被认识。
We give you all the praise.
我们把一切的赞美都归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.
我们感谢我们的主，记得弟兄给我们讲的信息。
Give thanks to the Lord.